afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show, episode 30.
Yep, that's right.
God damn it.
We made it.
30 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
30 hours or more.
A lot more.
Yeah. Of me talking to you and hating my life.
Yep. You're welcome for that.
30 of them. We should do something special, but instead we just got these two jackoffs.
Hey, they were here since the beginning. Don't call it a comeback.
They've been here for years.
Yep.
One of them, not so much a jagoff. The other one is a huge jagoff because they use other people's toothbrushes.
It was an accident.
Joining me, as always, is...
Cameron B. Childs.
Cameron. Bruce Childs.
I like that.
Who, before the next episode, will have had a birthday.
Yep. 29.
29.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of years.
You mean the elder of the table at the moment.
Are you stepping to me, bro?
Yeah. A little bit.
I will fight you. I will fight him. This will happen.
Don't. My knees are achy.
Mine are, though, for real. Like, I'm 27 and I feel 72. I look 72.
Youth.
I'm not aging like wine. I'm aging like milk. Just some curdled inside. Also, making her triumphant return to We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show. The awful toothbrush user.
Mallory D.F. Burns.
Dumpster Fire Burns. I don't know if we've ever said that on the show.
We haven't used that name in a while.
Yeah, because I thought we were dropping it for a while. Yeah.
We were, but she's proven...
It was an accident?
Judicial use of other people's toothbrushes.
It's not something I do routine. I was tired.
I don't care.
I pulled it out of my mouth.
Did you say judicial use?
Yes.
Okay.
Saw my purple toothbrush still in the cup and ran out of the bathroom in horror.
Also joining us, making his return from way back in our favorite album countdown, which was something else.
Whole 2 months. Chris Ott.
Chris Ott. What's interesting is that you two are together now. Seeing each other.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I can, because I live here with you.
Yes.
Neat.
We did it.
How's
that? I don't think we've ever explained that y'all have a living situation.
That we live together?
Yes.
Yep. I moved in with these jackoffs.
You moved away from Studio Kitchen
yep.
B.
Kitchen Studio.
Yep.
B.
B.
B. 30 Rock.
Yep.
And now I live here at Redwall.
Yay!
With the little squirrels and habits, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know we have a red wall. I'm assuming that's
what really the most important thing, though.
Yes.
Cool.
Neat.
I like living here, though. It's fun.
Sight.
Never.
The toothbrushes here are great.
I hate you so fucking much.
So firm and bristly.
Firm and bristly. Cameron, you been all right?
I've been good.
Since last week?
Yep.
What have you been working on?
Just a little bit of this.
A little bit of that. Yep. Hit you in the face with a wiffle ball bat.
I don't know what's happening.
It doesn't matter, really.
No. Somebody out there probably knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to have faith.
A little Limp Bizkit action.
Yeah, little Limp Bizkit.
Anyway, how are you doing, Mallory?
I'm well.
You and Chris are embarking on a documentary this weekend.
Yeah, actually here in a couple hours.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So me and Chris are working on a documentary kind of about the local music scene here in Murfreesboro.
During what event?
Burro Fondo.
Fondo.
2014.
Which Cameron did a podcast about a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So that's kind of what obviously that's this weekend, and that's kind of what it's centralized around. So.
Cool.
Be a good weekend.
Chris, you'll be excited? Leveling up over the course of this.
So excited.
You look like you're excited.
Nah, it's going to be good.
Good.
Are you both filming or are you doing some photographs or?
Probably going to do both.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Good. I can't wait to see it when it comes out.
Wow.
When?
2018.
Really, just at the height of the popularity. No, I mean, that's likely. I've met Mallory. Ah, I kid. Don't.
Well, we have both worked on documentaries, so it isn't so...
You and I?
Well, yeah, separately. I mean, yeah. We know that it does take a long time.
It's a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. And I do not envy you.
What's the ratio of documentaries, I wonder, like shot versus used material? Like 100-1 or something?
Probably. Yeah. I had so much extra material in mine.
It's an apocalypse ratio.
Yeah. last night, I came downstairs and Chris said, "So, we're shooting this documentary this weekend. You want to help?" And I was like, no.
They asked me too, and I was like, I'll offer guidance.
And that's kind of how it's been. Not because I don't want to, just because I've done it before, and it is, I would make.
And essentially, you don't want to.
I would make 100 narrative films for $5,000 before I would make another documentary, I think. So.
But it'll be good for you guys.
I think it'll be good. It's a great subject. I mean, if you listen to the Burrow Fondo podcast, which you should.
Yes.
It sounds like it's going to be a great year for it, and there's a lot of really great people involved. Some shitty people. Be sure to get interviews with them.
Yep.
All the shit bags.
In front of the show, you know, Philip Maloney's.
Philip Maloney!
Just killing it out there.
I love Philip more than my own mother. That's not true, Mom. She doesn't listen. Let's talk about some news. What do you think?
Let's do it.
I got a few things.
All right.
Number one, I think this is the most interesting piece of news to come out this week. They have announced that there will be a Friday the 13th television show about Jason.
Yeah.
The show will follow Jason's timeline, like from childhood through adulthood, through being an undead machete-wielding maniac. And it's going to, like, build the family history and mythology.
I always imagined him having, like, a Jesus thing going on where he was a child and then undocumented space and then he was an adult.
Have you never seen any of the movies?
No, I thought he died as a...
child.
Like a preteen. Or, yeah, a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And but here's where it gets tricky. Because if you follow the mythology... It's kind of... Don't look at those trivia questions. It kind of goes... All right, so he died as a child. His mother comes and she's the killer in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second movie, it's Jason.
Right, but not the Jason adult. We know and love. It's a...
It's like a mongoloid mountain man Jason. Yes. He's got long red hair. And he's got... Yeah, but when he takes off, he's got a beard. Long red hair.
Gotcha.
Where's he been?
Yeah.
The mountains.
In the woods? But why did she not? Why did he not go to his mother? Be like, "Hey, Mom, I'm still alive."
And I got a beard.
And I have a beard and long red hair.
Never learned to speak, maybe.
But was he afraid?
Wait, by 8? He couldn't speak by 8?
Maybe. Well, he was a mongoloid. I mean, he had a giant.
Don't speak of things you don't know, Chris.
What is this?
That's what most of this podcast is. Fair enough. No, it's weird, right? Like... Because, all right, so he dies in the water, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's alive. So he didn't die. But he watches his mother get her head chopped off and doesn't do anything about it. In the second movie, he goes to the girl who killed his mother's house and stabs her with an ice pick. That's how the movie opens.
Yeah.
And then we fast forward, and he's back in Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Where... Number one, all right, let's say he was drowned. They never recovered the body.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello? Steven? Steve? But then he was just living in the woods as an 8-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on, he was hydrocephalic.
Yeah.
I don't think he could take care of himself.
No.
Somebody needs to explain the mythology. I love the Friday the 13th movies. I still don't understand this. So maybe that's what this TV series
is. I was about to say, maybe
do.
We're going to fill in the blanks here and explain a little bit.
It demands to be told. I don't know. What do you think?
It kind of feels like they're going to do kind of like a Bates Motel thing with it.
If that happens, I'll kill myself.
But, I mean, that's kind of the direction.
Young man kills himself.
Over
Friday
the 13th. Shut up!
Hey!
So yes, that's the only thing that worries me, is I feel like it's going to try to go to that more mainstream type.
Jason and his mom.
Yeah.
Looking at camp.
Yeah. Looking.
They get Elijah Wood to play Jason with this big prosthetic head.
God, I hope so.
It sounds great.
I'd watch the shit out of that show.
And not kill yourself.
No, that one I would stay alive for. let's see. So, it was also announced this week that there's been a new hero added to the Superman vs. Batman movie. Mm. Cyborg. This movie is just doomed.
Is that the... Is it Legion of Doomed?
I fucking hate you.
No, Cyborg is the one in Teen Titans, yeah. Right? The young version?
I hope it's that Cyborg that's going to be in this. Just like, goofy, quirky Cyborg, like 15 years old, bouncing around.
And a cartoon.
He's animated.
Animated him in? Yes. It's not. I don't know the actor's name, but he's a stage actor. Making his transition to film for the Batman versus Superman.
Oh boy.
All parts of this are bad.
He's just going to be like shouting the whole time and doing big hand gestures and stuff.
Batman!
Cut.
I'm from the theater!
Stage actors, man.
I think this is a bad idea.
There's a lot about this movie that's a bad idea. Like the movie.
Like just doing it at all. Because recently the DC chairman was like, not everybody has to be like Marvel. Bullshit, you don't have to be like Marvel. You should be like Marvel because they're doing it right.
Well, they're selling a lot of movie tickets. I mean,
and they're good movies.
Yeah.
Man of Steel was not a good movie.
Nope.
It was bad. It was really boring. Except for the 25-minute action set piece where everyone died.
I mean, it's no Superman Returns, well, but...
so few can be, with the Predator himself, Bryan Singer. Too soon. He'll be fine.
He's doing okay.
The Hobbit has been retitled, the newest Hobbit movie. It was There and Back Again, and now it's the Battle of the Five Armies. As a faggy Hobbit fan,
that's me.
What do you think of that?
It's kind of dumb, but it's not as bad as Attack of the Clones.
Like, really?
If we're comparing dumb subtitles.
All right, but let's compare the third installments of films: Revenge of the Sith versus the Battle of the Five Armies.
Well, if it's the best of the three, then. I would be good with that.
Do you think it
I
will
mean,
be?
Do you think episode 1, 2, and 3 is a progressive...
I just think all three of those are dog shit. But,
okay, but...
But I also think all three of the Hobbit movies are dog shit.
All right.
No, you don't.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I don't have to. I saw those shitty ring movies and...
You haven't even seen those. You've seen one of them.
No, I've seen two.
You haven't stayed awake through them.
I did, through two of them. I haven't... I've seen the last... hour and a half of the 6 hours of Return of the King.
Hmm. That's good.
You didn't dispute that, because that fucking movie has got to be like 6 hours long.
The unedited one is pretty damn
good. Unedited?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Whatever you want to call it.
No, special but that's edition. Likely.
No, completely unedited.
That's just a bunch
every
of
take, every take times. Just strung together. Battle of the Five Armies.
I don't like it. There and Back Again, like, it's quaint, and it, like, works for the film.
It's quaint. Quaint don't sell movie tickets, Mallory.
Neither does the Five Armies. The Battle of the Five Armies.
I don't think we have to worry about it selling tickets.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Desolation of Smaug.
Smooge.
I like Desolation a lot more than the first one, so I'm hoping the third one will be... an extension of that.
Why don't you get closer to your mic?
I hope the third one is going to be the best of the three, kind of like Revenge of the Sith, while still stupid, was the best of the original. First three episodes.
Was it the best of the three?
Of the three.
Which one do you think was better? I love Attack of the Clones, I'm not going to lie. I love that fucking movie. Yeah.
You just said.
Oh, they're bad, but I love how bad it is.
Oh, okay.
I love the battle at the end.
I remember almost nothing about it other than Yoda flipping around.
I think that's the key thing.
That was Revenge of the Sith, wasn't it?
No. He flips around. He fights Palpatine.
I like that big Jedi battle at the end where all the Jedi come to the Gladiator Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they fight cool. that big...
All the monsters. Yeah, thing. I thought those were cool.
I thought the very end... Well, not the very end. Before we get to... what's her name? Amidala giving birth.
Oh, in Revenge?
Yeah. Before we get to that point, I had some actually good stuff. The Anakin-Obi-Wan fight's pretty good.
So whiny.
It's just...
You are my brother, Anakin!
I hate you!
I hate you!
You were the chosen one. yeah, that was a bad movie.
But it's the best of the three.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like saying you can take three shots to the groin and you get to pick which one
hurts the least.
Best. Yeah.
Yes, I can pick one that hurts the least.
No. Disagree.
It's the third one because at that point I'm already numb. I'm
punching Cameron in the nuts.
I get kicked three times in the groin. I'm already numb by the third one.
So are you? Yes.
Probably.
I think you're going to feel everyone. Just
that's a punch. Really good metaphor because it's like. Stop it. No, I mean, he's Shut got a point.
He has no point.
You have a point. Don't listen to him.
Here's the thing.
Believe in yourself.
I quit!
Here's the thing I want to talk about. Sony Films this week bought up the web addresses for everything BioShock the movie related. And all variations thereof.
Interesting.
And there's conjecture that the reason that they haven't announced it is because they're busy repping Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think maybe in the next few weeks...
Mail lady!
Let's get her in here.
Yeah. What do you think about
this? Can we just interview you?
Or she's totally hot.
I thought you were going to say she's totally high.
She might be that, too, though.
That wouldn't surprise me.
BioShock the movie, though. They might be announcing that within a few weeks. Finally. Fucking finally.
Yep. They've been listening to our podcast, is what I think.
We do talk about BioShock a lot when I'm on.
Well, why not? Yeah. We all...
Yeah, wow.
I can't imagine why.
You're going to have the BioShock tattoo.
Oh, wait. What does that mean, that is?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, here in a few years, we could all be like, that's the worst idea ever, when it's a terrible movie, or it could be a really great movie. I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, this is good timing, considering What's-Its-Face is no longer...
Was it Infinity, or...
No.
What am I thinking of?
No, the company that 2K owns that developed BioShock.
Oh, right.
I can't remember who they are. But they don't matter. They made one good game.
BioShock.
So they could either sell, or I don't know how they're going to do it, if they're going to end up selling the title so someone else can continue the series, or if it's just...
We're talking about the movie.
I know.
But she's saying the popularity of the movie could spawn more games.
Right.
Mike.
It was supposed to be infinite.
Yeah, with a chosen one.
I think it's... I don't know how to feel about it.
I'm excited.
I want to know what storyline they're going to do.
I want it in my face.
And what if they introduce a new storyline? Because they can. They've opened up that window.
No, Rapture. Rapture. That is the only way.
Only if I can play Andrew Ryan.
You got the hair for it.
Wait, take two?
Take two.
It could look really cool.
Two for me, no
a Rapture. Filmed Rapture.
That might, yeah. Yes,
although, if every time you go, the camera goes underwater, if there's, like, water going over the front of the screen for, like, 30 seconds, like, in the game, that would kind of annoy me.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I want to see that shit in IMAX.
Yeah, it will probably be in IMAX. It's going to be a huge movie.
And it's Sony. So.
That's the thing. Everything about this is going to
be awesome. It would
look
really fucking cool, yeah.
Speaking of Hollywood. Terrible segue. Hollywood has officially run out of ideas this week. Because they've announced two new movies. The first of which...
Two new old movies.
...is an It's a Small World adaptation The ride in Disney. The only way that I think that this movie can work is if it's about children who are kidnapped to work in a Disney attraction.
Yes.
Yeah. From all over the world.
That's the movie.
Hey, that's a movie.
Like, what the fuck could the fucking movie possibly be?
A ride.
It's gotta be. They just film the ride for an hour and a half. They slow it down. It's only like a 5-minute ride. But it feels like... Have you ever been on it?
Half the movie, you're waiting in line.
Have you ever been to Disney?
No.
Oh my god, have you?
Yes. Have we you did ride that now. Because that, yeah. It's the yeah, longest I mean, line was like in eight, Space Mountain. But...
It feels like it's a 45-minute ride.
It's so... Yeah.
It's like a... You. They would call it a celebration of other cultures, but it borders on being like almost...
Racist.
Yeah.
Cultural appropriation.
Well, there's like ding, little ding, Inuit ding. Children and little Chinese children wearing straw hats.
They're called Eskimos.
I prefer Inuit.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no.
They have over 20 words for what they are. Do right? They? Is that them? No, snow. It's snow. It's snow. Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean
was a great ride that
or Caribbean.
Space Mountain. That should be a movie.
That doesn't even make
that's
sense.
That's a mountain just floating around in space.
Yeah.
It's coming
watch that.
Straight for Earth.
A planet that refuses to be round.
That's the mountain that like Jason mountain. Went to.
That's where he spent all of his years.
Space Mountain.
But what they, you know, they took the ride Pirates of the Caribbean and basically took a lot of ideas from Secret of Monkey Island and then made that into a movie. So all they need to do is find a popular... point-and-click adventure from the early 90s and make that...
Clock Tower.
Yeah, and somehow combine that in the ride, and they've got a pretty good movie that'll make four awful sequels.
The second one's not bad. Come on, Davy Jones.
I've always just heard they're bad. I don't know.
You've never seen any of them?
I've seen the first one, but I don't remember much about it.
You should see the Black second Pearl. One because Davy Jones is incredible.
Second one's really good.
Is that the one where the Kraken destroys the...
No, that's the third one.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Release Kraken.
The other movie that was announced is a Peeps movie. I'm not fucking with you guys. They have announced a Peeps movie.
I imagine it kind of being in the style of like those Barbie movies. Like kind of low rent computer animation.
But it's going to be like to a wide audience. What are you looking at?
You'll see.
Jesus Christ.
Is Alex out there creeping?
No.
God,
I'm just waiting for records. I'm just wondering if they're going to show up.
You're not getting them.
I know.
Because she just dropped off the map.
I know.
And it's not there.
It could be UPS. You don't know. Who knows?
Peeps movie. Can we talk about this?
They're marshmallow candies. I don't know where you go from there.
That, like,
can we just combine these two awful movie ideas?
Yes.
It's a small...
Peeps writing.
It's a Peeps world after all. It's a Peeps world after all. This is bad.
I'm not worried
about it.
Why? Watch it be like insanely popular.
I bet it will. I bet it'll be like My Little Pony. It'll be this huge fandom for the Peeps.
And they'll call the fans Peeps.
Or just the Peeps or something, yeah.
There's cosplays, like ridiculous cosplays for these simple little, like, deformed marshmallows covered in
sugar.
Yeah.
Probably. You could set them on fire.
Be like sexy costumes.
Maybe it's kind of a Toy Story thing where there's a Sid type character who's putting them all in the microwave and they have to.
That's dark.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So shit happens. Yeah. I mean,
that's just life, Chris.
I don't want this to happen, but it's happening and I can't do anything about it. So, let's move on.
Let's protest. Okay. Let's go.
Today. The trailer for one of my most anticipated movies ever debuted, and we're going to watch it, and then we're going to come back. Wolf Cop, coming at you.
Sweet.
It's like a face. It kind of looks like you.
Ooh, got to stop off at the breed. Do some investigating.
Did you think of myself when I'm a wolf?
You did seem like freakishly strong. You had those claws and those teeth. Plus, you know, you were drunk, so I knew it was you.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I'm so excited.
How long has this been
like
in the
works?
Like
2 years.
So is it like a major studio, or how do you know about it?
So it was part of this Canadian competition called Cineku, and filmmakers made a pitch trailer, and then... There was a round of voting for that, and then they had to go on to the next round where they basically created promotional material for the film, like bless you. They had to provide information on how the film would be successful. Mm. And Wolf Cop won. And they gave them the money to make a full film.
Thank God. Because the world needs this.
Yes.
It's a werewolf who's a cop. And there's a werewolf sex scene in it.
Ooh.
I'm so excited. It just looks so good.
It looks very up your alley, Mike.
There's a great transformation. The skin ripping, that was really cool.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
And I like that he regrows his flesh every time, so like they find his face at the crime scene.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Chris, what do you think?
My only complaint is that they don't have Seawolf doing the song, because that's just too easy.
It would make sense, right?
Right.
But they don't.
You're a wolf, cop. Get out of this town. You're a wolf, cop. Actually, I'm gonna do this.
Would
I'm
you?
Gonna,
yeah. Will you recut the trailer?
Yeah, just Good. With Seawolf.
Good.
That I've horribly edited.
Mallory, what do you think of Wolf Cop?
Looks like a neat little film.
Oh my God, I hate you so much!
Like a fun little flick.
Oh God, I hate you. What do you really think?
It looks good. I mean, it's not like my thing, but...
You're both terrible. Wolf Cop is gonna be the best movie. Don't ruin the surprise of all time. Now, when we're done talking about news, no more news.
Is it time for the thing?
Hello Kitty?
It is time now.
We're not going to talk about Hello Kitty?
No, I don't want to give that.
Pretty. I haven't even watched it.
I don't want to give that heck. We're going to watch it before you leave. I don't want to give that heck any more credit than she deserves.
I'm going to be Avril Lavigne for Halloween.
You really should. That would be an amazing costume.
It'd be so good.
And people could just beat the shit out of you all night.
No. So,
long story short, Avril Lavigne is a terrible racist.
Avril Lavigne.
I've been drinking all morning. What do you expect? Can't help myself.
Day drunk.
Let's do some trivia. What do you think?
It's been a little while. I'm ready to see this thing you have planned.
This is a trivia challenge for both Mallory and Chris, in which they have to buzz in on our state-of-the-art buzzer. Quick. Yes! Oh my God.
What?
You fucked up. Biffed it.
He got a one up.
Alright, so I'm gonna put this between y'all. Right here.
I just feel like there's something between us. I just don't know.
Okay.
Buzz.
Now, this is musical trivia, okay? This concerns.
Do we have to answer in song?
No. This concerns. Yes. This concerns some of your favorite bands, including Arcade Fire, David Bowie. Stop! Flaming Lips and Childish Gambino. Are you ready?
Childish Gambino for 200, Trebek.
That's not how it works. First question. What Arcade Fire song was played before New York Rangers games in 2006?
What album was it, 2006?
Wow.
The Bible.
That may be the wrong date, then. Let's just say New York Rangers games, period. Oh, neither of them are buzzing in. They are both really bad at this.
Wow. We're horrible Arcade Fire fans. We were so ready this for this,
is,
too.
This is pathetic. This is
Can
really...
we have multiple choice?
No.
Damn it.
Because I don't know other
okay,
Arcade
hold on.
Fire songs
Give me a second.
That I can lie about.
A, Back in Black.
Yes.
Wake Up.
You are correct. That is 1 point for Chris.
That's so, like, way too easy.
That is.
I was just like, the year, I don't see them doing, like, No Cars Go.
Right. What song from their EP was re-recorded for Neon Bible?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Two, no, you have to answer. 5 seconds. 4.
I don't know.
3. All right. Yes, Chris.
Keep the Car Running.
No.
Hold on.
You have one more chance to steal.
Give me a second. I'm mixing up my albums now. Hold on. I got this.
Nope. Buzzer time. Time up. Time's up.
The No Cars Go?
No.
Damn it.
It's too late. I mean, yes, that is right, but you don't get the point.
Fuck!
Sorry. What is the name of the online comic strip that features the band?
These are horrible questions.
Just because you don't know the answer doesn't make them horrible questions.
Fact.
XKCD, because that's not the right answer, but I just want to say XKCD on this podcast.
You're wrong, but point.
That's not fair. Give me the point for No Cars Go, then.
This is my show, and I'll do what I want.
I get half a point, so...
You get half a point?
I have a point, is what
you
I'm saying.
You have half a point.
I have
but
one
the rules
point.
Are made up, and the points don't matter.
I'll give you half a point.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Then take away his point. Just
okay, fine.
I got
you have half a point. Chris has won a whole point.
Okay.
Jesus. On to David Bowie questions. Name the two real-life inspirations for Ziggy Stardust. We're terrible fans.
Remember how much smack we were talking last night? Yeah, like, God, oh man, I know so much more about music than you.
And now neither
see,
of you know anything
of them.
Who is it?
Iggy Pop?
Wrong.
Damn.
Because that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Because I took a David Bowie quiz earlier, and that was my choice.
Who were the guys on the moon? Buzz Aldrin.
What?
Is that one of them?
Nope. You're both wrong. The correct answer is Vince Taylor and the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
Wouldn't have guessed.
Nope.
Well, awful. Next question.
We're bad.
That is the answer. Next question. Which supermodel appears on the cover of Pinups?
Is it his wife?
I don't think they were ever... I think they may have dated. I don't think they ever married. But I don't even know that to be true. Wow. You're both terrible. Twiggy.
Oh.
Twiggy is the answer. What album was inspired by George Orwell's 1984? Wow. Neither of you could ever talk any more shit ever about anything.
Which revoker.
Our
cool
your hipster
card.
Your hipster
we're
music
making a
card.
Music documentary, I'd like to point out.
Good thing it's not about Bowie.
Secretly though, it's about Bowie. Oh,
okay.
It's fulfilling that Bowie urge, that Bowie need.
There's a lack of Bowie.
We have to make a
town.
Comeback.
You will with the next category, with the Gambino category.
He's only got, what, two albums? Three albums?
How many is it?
Two.
That's
well,
not,
and like a bunch of
mixtapes.
That's not one of the questions.
I don't know.
Do you care to wager a guess? Buzz in? Yes.
Heroes.
No. Diamond Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Go into them.
The next is Childish Gambino lyrics. You have to tell me what song they're from.
Oh my God.
Cameron's gonna read these though. I just think it'd be funny to have Cameron read them.
As
John O'Hurley.
All right.
My dick is too big. There's a Big Bang Theory.
Bonfire.
Incorrect.
Freaks and Geeks.
Correct.
Boo! 1.5 points.
Worse.
I say I'm a rapper. She tells me that's a fucking lie.
Wow. You're both the worst.
I'm not a rapper.
Incorrect.
That sounds like something that would be off of Camp, the album, but I don't know what.
So you're not gonna guess? Be sure to buzz in.
I don't know. We can move on. What is
it? The correct answer is Hero.
Can he pull his answer for the David Bowie Heroes and then apply it to this?
Unfortunately.
I love pussy. I love bitches. Man, I should be running PETA.
Bonfire?
Correct.
I think that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Yay!
Slammed.
Flaming Lips questions.
Woo!
These may or may not be the hardest ones. What early 90s television show did the Flaming Lips perform on?
You said early 90s?
It was a teen drama.
My So-Called Life?
Wrong!
I don't know. This is the only early 90s.
Good guess.
Degrassi.
Yes. No!
Can you imagine, though?
It would have been great. The correct answer is Beverly Hills 90210.
Weird.
But the bonus point, what song did they perform?
She Don't Use Jelly?
Correct.
Woo!
2 to 2.5.
We're so horrible.
God, what is awful. The name of the Flaming Lips song that required a warning to be placed on the album it was released on?
A warning for what?
For what?
I can't tell you that because that kind of gives it away. Well, maybe I can. It has nothing to do with the lyrical content of the song. Instead, the song uses high and low frequencies played at the same time, which can cause a person to become dizzy, disoriented, or sometimes sick.
Wow. I know the song, I just don't know the name of it.
The album had a warning on it describing what may happen when listening to the song.
Now he's looking at the CD
code. No! Don't cheat. Wow.
I know what it is, I just don't know the name of the song.
Yeah.
The answer is, How Will We Know?
Not what I was thinking.
Well,
what album?
You know? Futuristic Crescendos? Is that the name of the album?
Yeah, that's like earlier stuff, I think.
Well, that's not my fault you don't know it.
Okay.
What is the alternate title to Free Radicals?
Chris, I know this because that's one of my favorites.
It's my favorites. Love the album so much.
Shut up. You're not doing any better.
2.5.
Men.
Oh, Chris, come on.
God.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah,
right, it is. Though?
I've embarrassed. I've
successfully. This is almost as bad as when Chad did Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, I know everything about Dragon Ball Z. And the thing is, I don't really know anything about any of these musicians, so these were questions picked at random. So, you're all terrible.
Can we challenge each other with questions?
No. Because it would just be like, just the two of you just jerking each other off. Well, no. Metaphorically.
Yeah, that's gross.
Chris, 3 seconds. 3.
I got 2. Nothing.
A hallucination of the Christmas skeleton with a suicidal bomber.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Boom.
Thank you, Jack Webb, Donald for the Trump fiber optic Jesus that you gave me.
The last question. What song is also known as Jesus Number 7? Wow, you guys are terrible.
To be fair, the Flaming Lips catalog of work consists of like 800.
Shut up. I know everything about the Flaming Lips.
I never said that. I said I know more than Chris.
Ah, well.
Incorrect. I got there's no.
Nothing? Mallory.
No.
There you are. The end. Wow.
What's the song?
Wow, I won.
That's funny.
I know more about music than you. High five.
By half a point.
To be fair, 3 points. Argue.
There were 12 questions.
And I got 2.5. Technically,
that
3.
That means you missed 9.5 questions.
No,
I missed 10. Can I get a point for knowing how many I missed?
Yes.
Woo!
Chris wins!
No, Chris doesn't win.
2.5.
I'm smarter than you.
Wow. Well,
we're both real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Real bad.
That was embarrassing. We're going to take a break to lick our wounds, and we're going to come back with our round table.
Sweet.
We're back with our round table. Huh? Round table! Round table!
Bring it around town.
Give it. Give it.
Everyone here is out of control.
Oh my god. Anyway, Cameron Childs, kick us off.
Okay, so you're writing the BioShock movie, but for legal reasons. Yes, just like that. For legal reasons, they won't let you use Rapture or Columbia as a setting.
What?
Yes. What the hell? I don't know. But you have to pick somewhere else to put it.
I'm picking an island like Dr. Moreau.
With a half...
Half human, half animal hybrids.
Nice. That's... I'd watch that.
That way you could still... If it's an island, you could still have the lighthouse because you need it.
Mm-hmm.
According to mythology.
Yes.
Of BioShock. And I don't know, half man, half animals. Like, the plasmids would be, like, animal powers.
Yes, that's...
Man, this would actually make a good game, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Bees out of my hands! Bees! That would be one of my powers.
Wasn't that
in the first one?
I think in the first one you could get insects. I never used it, but it was...
You can get crows in the second.
Yeah.
In the third.
Oh, yeah. Two doesn't count,
though. The second one that counts, yes.
Mallory.
Mine would be like this hamster. This, like, hamster tube system.
Mallory got high over the break.
She got really fucking high.
This hamster tube system around, like, New York City. So there's just people crawling these multicolored tubes.
They have very short.
We're not even gonna go like Futurama and have it like,
no,
like zoom you
through.
There's
salt licks.
So essentially, they're just human hamsters. And since when do you give a hamster salt licks? I don't think that's what you do with hamsters.
I've had many a hamster in my life.
And they're all dead because you gave them a salt lick.
No, they're all dead because they live for like 8 months. Or I would do like an underground.
All of my hamsters lived for like 2 years, Mallory.
All my hamsters. I had one hamster. His name was Ferocious. I called him Feroche.
Weren't you showrunner of all my hamsters?
I used to play bass for all my hamsters.
Okay. Either that or like a subway system, like, you know, because you did like under the water and in the sky. What about like underground?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Kind of like there is like this subway that seems like a kind of abandoned subway, but it actually takes you to...
There's a lighthouse in the middle of the earth. It's powered by lava.
Ooh.
Are you going to the lighthouse and it takes you down?
Yes. I like Tube City better, though, but, you know, whatever. Go ahead, Chris.
Super Mario World, because I don't give a fuck. And then I get fired and you guys get to write.
Is this like a Flappy Bird kind of situation?
Pretty much, yeah.
Bioshock... Super Mario World.
Flappy Bioshock.
Only a man is held down by mushrooms. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I think that they should resurrect Dennis Hopper to be the bad guy, though. Yes. Be like the Andrew Ryan of the Super Mario World.
Yes, I love it.
Cameron, where are you putting it?
I was trying to figure out a way that we could incorporate almost like a virtual reality kind of element.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Unlike The Matrix or something like that, where the lighthouse takes you to the virtual reality and people, you know, basically in stasis mode.
Was that one movie with Bruce Willis?
This is something else entirely.
Which one?
It's all about, like, virtual reality. Like, him and his wife live in their apartment or whatever, but they have, like, these awesome bodies.
Surrogates?
Yeah, surrogates. Yeah.
Wow, you're one of, like, six people in America to see that movie.
I really was interested in it, surprisingly, when it came out. It wasn't very good, but...
You can still leave her, Chris.
No, you can't.
We need to talk afterwards.
I'm taking...
Chris! What is your question?
Oh, I forgot. What video game series should never be made into a movie?
Mallory.
Snood 2 on Vacation.
What is that?
I don't know.
She just made it up.
No, it's a real game.
She just doesn't know what it's about.
No.
Man, you talk a lot of shit. Kind of like how you talk about video games, like you talk about music. You don't know shit about
I think, since we're on the subject of my favorite games, I don't think Earthbound would make a very good movie.
Really?
I would say that would be good.
Kids fighting aliens?
Okay, maybe that would be pretty cool. Cooking Mama, final answer.
Oh, Cooking Mama?
Yes.
Cooking Mama. Unless I got Paula Deen to play the Cooking Mama.
Oh.
Never mind. These are all great ideas. Damn it.
I have the perfect one. Custer's Last Stand should never be made into a movie. It's an Atari game. Do we all know about
Custer? I think I've heard of it.
It's an Atari game about Custer raping Indian women.
Jeez.
They're all, like, tied up, and he just...
Gets over there, and
his little, you know, pixelated 8-bit self, and he's got a big boner, and you just bang Indian women.
Oh, how about that?
Native American women. Horrible. Should never be made into a movie.
Yeah.
I think it couldn't be, but it never should be. Cameron.
It shouldn't be done, but I would love to see it. And your answer made me think of this. E.T. for Atari.
Yes.
E.T. for Atari, the movie.
Just a little dumb monster that, like, doesn't fall in pits.
He talks like Frankendoodle from SpongeBob. Because I figure all 8-bit characters probably talk like that.
Yes, yes. But it's just an impossible... The game's impossible. The movie is somehow also impossible.
Chris!
I've got two. Leisure Suit Larry.
Yes, this would never be made into a fucking movie.
Obvious reasons. And Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball for equally obvious reasons. It's perfect. Just porn.
Perfect.
I forgot that existed.
I did too until I had to answer my own question.
Mallory,
yes.
What is your question this week?
Do you remember? Oh.
No.
Does anyone remember what my question was?
Oh, yeah. What movie series?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So what movie series with over 5 installments should be made into a TV series that like Friday the 13th?
That like Friday the 13th.
Wow. Such so question.
Such questions. Todd Rombus. So stupid. Yeah, very Todd. Don't, he'll hear you. He listens. You know he does. Who are you going with first?
I don't... You.
I think there should be a Harry Potter TV show.
Not based on Harry Potter, though. Like, just like Hogwarts?
No, the auras.
Like Degrassi. I'm answering this question for you.
Thank you. No, I think like a crime procedural show. Like the auras. The Dark Wizard Hunters. I think that'd be a cool show. I think if we're going to go with horror series, Nightmare on Elm Street before Freddy, like the early Freddy years, I think that would be good. Kind of like they're doing with Friday the 13th, where you see why he became so fucked up, and then, like, the, you know, the parents trusting him in the school system and not knowing that he's murdering their children.
Right.
Kind of like Hannibal.
Yeah.
Where you see him, you know, he's trusted, and you see him killing people. And he keeps getting away. I think that'd be cool. Cameron.
I don't... There's only 4 movies. I well, no, maybe fun. 5 now. Okay. And I've said this before, but X-Men series.
Oh, like a weekly series?
Yes. Yes. That might something be cool. That's on the production level of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we get to see some, you know, like... We keep saying Gambit. Just some other mutants. You're
talking about Gambit on this.
Gambit.
I like Wolverine as much as the next person, but it's really turned into the Wolverine show.
Yeah, I don't really care for Wolverine. And he's the star of the new one, too, which is weird.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That'd be a cool fucking show. And you could... There's so many villains. Yeah. Arcade. Do you remember Arcade?
Is he the one that was in Spider-Man and X-Men?
Yeah.
The Vigi game?
Yep.
Yeah,
he
I don't
be
know
an
anything
awesome
about
TV
him.
TV
but...
show villain.
Yeah.
Mojo would be a good one.
Mojo would be excellent. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be
But
really
the
cool.
cartoon itself proved that there's so much material to work with, so.
Otto!
I would like to see a TV show based on Star Wars that focuses on the years the clones were fighting.
Didn't they already do this?
I think that's a joke. I think he's being a smartass.
Are you fucking around? They
like
really
animated. It'd be really cool.
Oh, you are being an idiot.
Yeah.
Have a real answer, Chris.
And then it all became clear to all of us.
That you were just being...
It's the over 5 thing that gets...
Oh, it...
Oh, okay, just multiple. It's like 3.
A Donnie Darko TV show would be a nightmare that I would watch every week, yeah.
Really? Have you seen the sequel?
Yes.
It's so bad.
It's just... Like the director, because it's a different director who was like really inspired by the first film, and it's like he just masturbated to the first film.
On to sell you
on, yeah,
yep.
Like,
and it somehow took the images that you see before you. Have you seen it?
S. Darko.
Yeah, so bad.
Have you seen Donnie Darko?
Yeah,
you've seen S. Darko. Just replaced Donnie
shittier,
with his sister,
and much shittier. Isn't it the same actress playing the sister?
Yes.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. So.
No. Not that.
Yeah. No, the little sister. It's about the little sister.
Oh, okay.
Mallory.
So mine's not exactly a consistent series.
Why?
I want to see a television show about how the fuck all of these sharks ended up in all these different crazy antics, like Ghost Shark and Sharknado, and like what happened to the sharks?
And Sharknado 2.
That made them
giant shark versus giant octopus.
Something else than just aquatic life.
So there has to be like a factory that's just churning out with the shark shit.
That's what I like to think.
The shark shit factory, the chum factory.
Mm-hmm. But we'll focus on the workers there, like The Office.
A documentary style.
I've always said that Cabin in the Woods would make an awesome documentary style, where it's all the people behind the scenes, like wrangling the monsters and you know, like creating the scenarios. I always said that'd make a great documentary series.
Yeah.
That's a weird one, Mallory. My question. Multiple, because it was from one news item. If you could pick any theme park attraction to be turned into a movie, Cameron Childs, what would it be?
Partially because we mentioned it before, Space Mountain. I mean,
what could you even
just
do?
Just a wild and crazy space ride. I mean, we've already shown with Pirates of the Caribbean that it doesn't really have to have that much to do with the ride.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
As far as the plot, I mean, just a rollicking good time out in space.
Out in space.
Or, you know, the mountain that, or the mountain in space.
Yes. Bebo.
A Ferris wheel.
That just never the movie. Stops. Ferris wheel. Wait, is it Runaway? Does it like, yes. Like break loose and just runs away?
It takes a day off.
Ferris wheel's day off. Yes. Perfect. Mallory.
The London Eye would be good too.
Just a giant.
Yes.
So I grew up
in Ohio
and there's a Yeah.
The Beast? Yeah. Is that the one you're picking?
There's a
What'd you do, stupid?
Oh no, the light.
I think we're good.
Okay. There is an amusement park there called Kings Island, and it has the oldest and longest wooden roller coaster in existence, and it's called The Beast. So I would make a movie about that, but it would be kind of in this, like, Where the Wild Things Are type thing, where when you get on the ride, you are taken to this other fictional world, and you think you're gone for, like, days or weeks, and you come back, and it was just for the span of the ride. But it's kind of like this weird...
Crazy.
Alternate dimension type thing.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
I didn't think about mine.
You didn't think, okay.
Jungle Cruise at Disney would be cool as a movie.
What is Jungle Cruise?
You've never been on the Jungle Cruise?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, you get in a boat and you go through the jungle and like animals attack your boat and the tour guide has like shoot them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
There's a ride at Disneyland in California that's an Indiana Jones ride. It's called The Eye of Mara. That would have been an awesome Indiana Jones movie.
Better than that crystal skull
yeah.
thing?
There's like giant snakes and
it's... Why did it have to be giant snakes?
There's always giant snakes.
Both of you are horrible.
You and giant snakes, Mike.
Always about the giant snakes. Here's the second question. Mallory, if you could pick any candy to make into a movie, what would it be and why?
What are those one things called? They're like little wax bottles and you have to...
Nick and Nips.
Yeah, that.
What would the plot
be? It'd basically just be like...
They're drugs.
Really disappointed vampires that bite into these, you know...
Wait, wouldn't that be wax fangs?
Huh?
What are you talking
about?
No,
because like... You have to bite into them to suck out all the juice, but then it's just this horrible, gross, like, waxy...
Blood! I would like it!
Thank you for being the most stereotypical vampire of all time.
Anytime. It's better than my Cajun.
Or it would also... could be, like, a porn.
The Nick and Nips porno parody.
Yes.
Wow.
Nick and Nips.
Bebo!
Butterfinger cups and the search for them. It's a lot like Zombieland with the Twinkies.
It'd just be getting high and looking for better food.
Yeah,
cups.
Because this is my life. Mike. So.
I mean, it's not a bad movie.
Oh, no.
We have to make
I'd
this now.
It.
Mike and Ike. Buddy comedy. They have some conflict towards the middle. They resolve it towards the end. That's all I got.
I got one.
Hot tamales make an appearance.
Yes. Also,
Ike thinks he Ike thinks he finds Mike, but it's actually a hot tamale. She's a total bitch.
I think a family drama called Good and Plenty.
Things are sounds like it, Good and Plenty sounds like it'd be in the style of Family Matters.
Or yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Lessons would be learned.
Yeah.
Terrible candies would be had.
I don't even. What is Good and Plenty? I don't.
It's a licorice candy.
It's awful.
It's a sugar-coated licorice candy.
Sugar-coated licorice productions.
That's pink and white. They're awful.
Ew.
It just sounds like a glitter turd, really.
Yep.
Sugar-coated licorice.
Sugar-coated glitter turds. There's a name. Well, that's that for this week's episode of Bigger Show.
What a roundtable!
That was a good one.
It's good.
One of the better ones we've ever had, I think.
Some good ideas.
It's funny.
Hollywood.
Be listening, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
All right, well then, for Bigger Show, this has been...
Cameron B. Charles.
Mallory. D.F. Burns.
Mike Dubzalecki.
And I've been Christopher Ott. Thank you guys so much for listening. Join us next week as we have reached our hurdle of 30 episodes.
Yes.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. It's gonna get worse, and we'll see y'all then. Meh.
Meh.